The Good News Hour greets you once again, and your speaker at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado. We are coming to you with a little message found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 1. For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of those things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make their comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance of sin made every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. But in the next verse we have these words, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, now that's the Savior, the Son of God, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, that's the past economy. But a body hast thou prepared me, in burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, came from the glory, came down from above, came to earth. What for? That he might make an end of sin by the sacrifice of himself. In verse 12 of this chapter he tells us, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down on the right hand of God. In the first few verses of this chapter, we have no perfection and no satisfaction and no peace and no cleansing. That is, no permanent perfection, no permanent satisfaction, and no permanent peace and no permanent cleansing. And yet, the children of Israel had this in the Old Testament. If they brought an offering or a sacrifice, and they would put their hand on the head of the sacrifice, and that went up in an offering to God. This is what he said. Leviticus chapter 1, and it shall be accepted for him to make an atonement for him. And God would accept that, and that would carry the man throughout the year. But at the end of the year, he started over again, and this is what the word says in verse 3. In those sacrifices, there is a remembrance made of sins every year. Now a man started a new year, he must have another sacrifice, and he must have another offering. But when our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, came down from the excellent glory, he added this. Now he said, it's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. But he added this. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not. And he added, a body hast thou prepared me? And he took himself a body, and in that body he went to the cross of Calvary. And on that body he had the sins of humanity laid on him, and his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl must have a sacrifice and an offering for sin. But we thank God today, the Lord Jesus Christ is the offering. Listen to what he said. He offered himself without spot to God, had no spot, had no blemish. There was perfection found in him. Well, we thank God for one that came from the glory, one that was willing to die in our place and satisfy the claims of God for us. And there we gaze on that sacrifice. In faith we lay our hand on that sacrifice. We take God at his word that his own Son bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Ah, beloved friends, this is going to be a very brief message, but I leave this with you. In verse 12 of our chapter, the word says, in that body, now, the body